Om Shanti. The next 2.5 days, I have meetings in Shantivan. I thought I will meet all of you now, but then I realized at 10:30 that our meeting starts this evening. So I will take a short class, then Sister Indra will carry on with your class, and then, as you know, 6:30 to 7:30 is meditation. So the topic I intended to take was being victorious and carefree. Today Baba was mainly emphasizing on victory over vices. And he was giving example of Vishnu, how he is shown having the bed of cobra, but was very easy and cheerful and relaxed, not worried. Because if we see cobra, we will be worried or afraid and running away. But Vishnu is shown to be lying on that. So, mainly we have to have victory over the vices, our own weaknesses, defects, etc. And Baba was emphasizing that you need two powers, Jnana and Yoga. With Jnana we realize what are the vices, how we can conquer them, and how we can recognize them. Because usually it's very difficult for human being to see their own defects or weaknesses. And especially in a Kaliyugi society where all have got these vices. And they believe that in this society, if you have to run a business or work in a government job or whichever job you are doing, you need to be like other people, corrupt, accepting bribery, etc. So greed is necessary, corruption is necessary. And unless you become angry, people will not listen to you. So you have to be pushy, bossy and angry. And with family, it's natural to have attachment. So all these vices are considered to be natural. And then nobody worries if they have got any weakness or vices. I think that's natural. So they carry on with that. But now, with Jnana, we understand that these are our weaknesses, defects, vices, etc. And Jnana suggests us to be soul-conscious, introvert, introspective, see oneself rather than waiting for somebody to give us comment or suggestion or correction. And if somebody gives us correction, we should accept it with love and tell them thank you, rather than getting upset. Because before Jnana, what we used to do is, if somebody says this is wrong, you are wrong, we'll say, okay, you are wrong. If somebody says you have got anger, I say, but you have got also this thing. So we usually point out their weakness when they point our weakness. So that's where we have to now be accepting the comments of other people. Then Gyan also tells us how to be powerful, how to overcome those vices by imbibing opposite power. So rather than saying, oh, everybody gets angry, why not to imbibe the power of tolerance, patience, love, understanding, so that we are able to overcome that. Because otherwise, before Gyan, we used to say, what can I do? This is my nature. And forget about it. But now, we know that we can overcome this by imbibing the power. So Gyan is also essential to understand, and it gives us strength, because these are our weapons, yuktis, to overcome our vices. And yoga is also essential to empower ourselves. So with yoga power, we are able to overcome our weakness. And in order to overcome those weakness and be victorious, we need to have determination. Because if we are not determined to overcome them, naturally we try and then give up. But determination will help us to overcome that. And also we need to have the faith. To be victorious, we need to have faith in ourselves, Baba, and what is the truth. Because in order to carry on with purity or complete vicelessness, we need to take power from Baba. So faith will lead to our victory. And faith in myself, Baba, and Baba's knowledge. We need to have faith in all of them. So as much as we have this faith, we will be victorious. And we need to have faith in Gyan that this is the truth. Because otherwise, whatever society was doing, our family was doing, we say, oh, that's what our tradition is, and we carried on. But now, Baba has given us the true knowledge, and to follow that path of truth also, we need to have courage. Because if you are working in a job or business with a partner who says no, we need to cheat people, or we need to have so much price, or we must take this much commission, etc. So to overcome overcome that sanskar of greed and corruption and all, we needed to have courage to follow the true path. That this is truth, this is what I want to do, and this is how I will carry on. So Baba has given us the slogan, victory is our birthright. So we have to have this faith that I will be victorious. Now, in order to have that yoga power, what we need to do is, as Baba says, have yourself. Have this awareness, I am master, almighty authority, child of almighty authority. So keep yourself under Baba's canopy. Have awareness that I am instrument. Baba is Karavanar. Otherwise we worry. Because worry and fear go hand in hand. Either we are afraid or we are worried whether I will be successful or not. But with that awareness, Baba is my companion. I am Shiv Shakti. I am combined with Baba. I am Master Almighty Authority. We are able to overcome our fear and worry. So Baba always says, to have such a powerful yoga, you must follow Srimad. So Srimad, Baba says, it's like Srimad is your, as if you are holding Baba's hand. So Srimad is like Baba's hand, Baba's company. So that's where we have to be very careful that we follow Srimad and not follow our manmat, because our, the direction of our family or society or scriptures or whatever it is. Because before that, we had to, whatever senior said, our parents say, we say, okay, that's right, we will do that. Or in a Western society, whatever peer group thinks and does, we think that's fine. But now, we know what are Baba's direction. Especially Baba emphasizing on Amritvela. Powerful Amritvela. Because that power of yoga or the fire of yoga will help us to overcome old impure sanskar, as well as it will help us to absolve our vikarmas. Otherwise, this vicious cycle goes on. Vikarma, vicious sanskar, and it keeps on going on. So yoga power is very essential, and Amritvela, our first and foremost Srimad, is Baba gives is, be soul conscious, forget body, bodily relations, old world, remember me. So, soul consciousness and Amritvela, study. Second Srimad is study regularly and be punctual and regular in your study. Then, Baba says, keep good company. Eat pure diet. So as much as we follow Baba's direction, then we'll find Baba helps us. So that's what we had to see, that we are holding Baba's hand and moving along. Then we need to write chart, introspect, specially check at night how I have spent my day, what I have today imbibed power, how much I have overcome my weaknesses, etc. And we have to also take feedback from seniors. Because Baba many times says, if you come to me and check about your chart, I can tell you what will be your status if you die today, if you leave your body today. So nowadays Baba is not with us, but at least seniors are there. So many times when Prakashmani Dadi was there, no, Dadi Janki and Prakashmani Dadi both together sitting with us, then Dadi Janki will tell, Dadi, tell these sisters what they have to pay attention. Give their chart. Give your opinion. But Dadi always used to say, no, everybody is fine. Everybody is doing well. She never used to give us any feedback of our weakness. But as you know, Dadi Janki, she will point out whatever she will find it in subtle way or some way. She will give a good class on what we have to pay attention to. So that's where, once we have that desire, I have to learn, I want to change, then we don't mind whatever feedback we are receiving. So that's what, if we have that aim, and if we have the faith, we carry on without getting frustrated, because sometimes, some people get so much frustrated. Oh, I've been trying for so long. I haven't got over this weakness. I don't know whether I can become Lakshmi Narayan. What's the point of working so hard when I'm not able to move along? And sometimes some people give up, as you know. But that's where we have to see that we should not give up on our weaknesses and vices, but we have to have that courage and determination and faith that yes, Baba will help me. It's Baba's direction, so I'll be able to do it. Om Shanti. So Indra Ben has come. So she will carry on.
Om Shanti. So Didi was giving a very good class, and the last point was, do not be frustrated that what is the point of becoming Lakshmi Narayan when I am not moving along. After so many efforts, if I find that I am not moving along, so we stop making efforts. We get frustrated. But here the question arises that why we get frustrated? And what we see in ourselves that I am making the efforts, and what is it that is creating obstacles which makes me feel that I am not to the point to reach my aim and objective? What is that which creates the obstacles, hindrances? What do you feel? what kind of hindrances are the obstacles come in between. When I have a yoga, try to have link with Baba, try to connect myself with Baba, what comes in between? Is it always fresh thoughts? No. Huh? Wandering mind. But where it goes? Okay, it is wandering mind. But which direction it goes? Have you checked it? That where it is going? Because many a times Baba says, okay, whatever is happening, you just be an observer. Don't involve yourself in that. Just like you are watching a movie, you are a detached observer. Whatever scene is coming, you don't get emotional. You don't interrupt in that. You don't interfere in that. You just be a detached observer. And being a detached observer, you enjoy watching the movie. Isn't that? So this is what Baba says, even though that I feel I am trying to connect to Baba, I am trying to establish link between me and Baba, but these things are coming in between, so what I have to do? I should not give water to them. If I give water, if I nourish those thoughts, then only it is total disconnection. But when I am just looking as being a detached observer, that time still there it is in my mind that my Baba is waiting. But because this one has come in between, let me see. Because even in this world also it happens. Suppose two important personalities are having a meeting and a third person comes in between. What happens then? We just have a look because we know inside that one is waiting for the meeting, important. But let this one person and then we just watch on it and we say, okay, can you come afterwards? So we don't involve ourselves with that person though he has come. But we have to pay attention to that one also, otherwise he will keep standing there. And he will distract our concentration. So this is what we have to do. While establishing the connection with Baba, if something else is coming, be an observer and then slowly give the direction. Can you come afterwards? Because this is the time to have appointment with my Godfather. So you have to talk with yourself. Generally what happens? We flow with that thought towards that direction. And then we get completely disconnected with Baba. And then the frustration comes. That what is the point of becoming, having this big objective that I am going to become Lakshmi and Narayan. But sometimes it is not that only waste thoughts are coming, sometimes the thoughts comes related with my requirements of the life. Suppose I don't have a job. Then that will come in between. Suppose I don't maintain a good health, that kind of thoughts will come in between. If I don't have a proper, the required wealth, that thoughts will come in between. If I don't have proper relations in my family, that will come in between. Isn't that true? So, are that waste thoughts? No, that is what I said. It is not that all the time we are having the waste thoughts. All the time we are having negative thoughts. all the time we are gossiping. No. At the present life, okay, we are going to become a Lakshmi Narayan, but that is a reward. Not this in the confluence age. That will be in the golden age. But at this, in this age, when I have a body, I need some requirements. I should have money, I should have good relations, I should have job, I should have a good health, and I should have a good home to live in, good atmosphere, the climate, everything. So sometime thoughts are related to that, and that comes in between. But then how to make those thoughts also satisfied? Why these thoughts come in between? Why this worry pulls me towards it? Because this is what Baba was saying in today's Murli. Which is greater? Because in our study, godly study, we have four subjects. One is knowledge. Another is yoga. Third is dharana. And fourth is service. But which one is the greater one? Today Baba said, it is the yoga. And this is the only subject where this obstacles comes in between. And this is why sometimes Baba says us, children, when you are remembering me, you start churning the knowledge that I have given to you. So when these thoughts related to the requirements of the present life comes in between, then I need to start churning in that way. Because many times the question comes, at this life I am not having a good health. How can I think of having 100% health in golden age? What is the use of having that 100% health when at this moment I am not enjoying the good health? So I need to churn again and again and again that why Baba is telling me to keep this aim and objective in front. Because Lakshmi Narayan is what? What do you mean by Lakshmi Narayan? They are like me only. Two hands, two legs, two eyes, two ears. But what is the difference from me? What is the difference from me? Not only the divine, yes, divine qualities are also, but what else? It is not only the divine qualities they have, and that is why the difference we have. Whatever thoughts are creating obstacles while establishing the connection with Baba, all those things are there also. Thoughts related to my health, they are 100% healthy. Thoughts related to beauty, you know, sometimes we pay our time keeping myself updated also, na? They have the 100% beauty. Sometimes I pay some of my time to keep my body fit. They have 100% fitness. Then, see the wealth. They have 100% wealth. That is why they have the crown, good jewelry, good ornaments, good clothes, everything. So, they are not lacking the wealth. They are fulfilled. And then, they have good relationships because always they have shown together. Never they are separated. Lakshmi and Narayan, they are together always. And that is why they have shown the combined form Vishnu, which was in today's blessing. And fifth one, they show that Lakshmi and Narayan are the residents of heaven. And heaven means what? All the five elements are at your service. You have the golden palaces. studded with diamonds and the river flowing outside the palaces. Pushpak Viman at the door. Good gardens with flowers and fruits. Atmosphere clean, neat, tidy. Good beauty. Everything is there. So, only these thoughts comes in between that I should have a good home. I should have a good health. So I need to think up that first. What is the use of thinking up that one first? Isn't that true? That is the my present requirement. But again, that what I'm telling, Baba says, keep on churning the knowledge. So what I have to churn the knowledge? Okay, for whatever I'm thinking about, this is what the Lakshmi and Narayan are having. But Baba says, child, you will receive all these attainments only when you consider yourself as a soul. Only when you considering yourself as a soul, a point of light, and connecting yourself with that supreme point of light, you will get charged. And this Lakshmi Narayan is nothing but the result of this charging. Isn't that true? So that way I have to convince myself. Because people in the world, they are making efforts right from the morning till going to the bed. For what? For this only. What the Lakshmi and Narayan are having. And this world again itself is a proof that the method they are applying to get all those things what the Lakshmi and Narayan are having is wrong. That is why the more they are trying, more they are putting the efforts, more they are going back to the aim and object. So I need to convince that time myself. Why I am thinking of these things? Because I know only for this I am doing this yoga. Because this is the right method. Because suppose there is a tree, the portion which is below the ground, it is the internal aspect of the tree. And the portion which is above the ground, the trunk, the branches, sub-branches, leaves, flowers, then fruits and again seeds, the whole expansion, it is the outer, external aspect of the tree. And that looks very beautiful. And it attracts me. And getting attracted to this expansion, if a thought comes in my mind, I should take care of this expansion only. Why am I wasting that time and money and energy and water putting there? What will happen? The moment you stop watering the root, the expansion will also go away. Isn't that true? But suppose, maybe, whatever may be the reason, the expansion has been cut away. Maybe because of the storm, or the animals they have eaten away, or someone has animosity with me, and he couldn't see my expanded tree, and he cut it away out of jealousy and animosity, but the root is still there. And my task of watering the root is still going on. What will happen? Again the expansion will come out. So this is only when we water the internal aspect, the external aspect we are going to get automatically. In the same way, I need to talk with myself. That it is only when
I will water the soul from the Godfather, the Supreme Soul, the Shiv Baba. This, all these things for which I am worrying about, I will get automatically. And once the mind is convinced, it will not go here and there. It is, what is the requirement? Convincing the mind. It is the mind who wanders here and there. Because he hasn't received any convincement. So we need to convince. So that is what Baba says, churn the knowledge, go into the depth of knowledge. Not only having the superficial knowledge, we can have the proper yoga. So both have the equal importance. Because yoga is nothing but the experimentation of the knowledge. And this is why in the Laukik world also, suppose the people teach the Hatha Yoga. The one, they have the Guru, and the other one, at the side of the Guru, there is the one who is demonstrating what the Guru is saying. And the public is there. So whatever the Guru says, it is not possible to the public to make that into practical. That is why the demonstrator is seated there, and whatever the Guru says, that demonstrator demonstrates that and the public follows that. So demonstration is needed. And this is what Baba was telling in today's Murli. That some children say, okay, we have the connection with Shiv Baba anyway. There is no need of having the connection with Brahma Baba. But that is not true. Because Baba is giving knowledge. But it is the Brahma Baba who is demonstrating that knowledge, how to put into practice. And this is what in the Murlis comes. Many times Baba shares his own experience that how I remember Shiv Baba. I start talking with him. I start experiencing the different relations with him. I start thanking him. Baba, what we were earlier and now how you have changed our life totally. What you are going to make us. So this way, I am keeping my mind towards Shiv Baba, towards my father. And by that way, I will establish a contact with him. And the moment there is contact, that energy flows towards this. Because it is only the concentration between these two, then only, because he is the higher energy and we are the lower. Because we are the only embodiments, but he is the ocean. And in that embodiment also, we have got discharged. Right from the golden age, we are using it. We have never done charging in between. And we have reached at the end of the cycle. So just think of how much it has been discharged. Just like a full moon day, it is completely brightened one. But on the no moon day, that is our condition. So we need to have establish a contact, so definitely that higher energy, the Shiv Baba is the higher energy and I am the lower, so that energy will flow towards me. And I will experience that. Because if the bucket is not below the tap, no matter how much water is coming from the tap, you are not going to have the water in your bucket. It is only when it is below the tap. If it is outside the tap, and tap is still running, but your bucket will remain empty. This is why we need to establish the contact, and that is what Didi was telling. Always follow the Srimat, not the Manmat. And following Srimad means having your hand in Baba's hand. And it is just like when a small child, he is very innocent, knows nothing about this world, where to go, what to do, how to do. Just he keeps on holding the hand of his father, mother. And he has full faith that my father, my mother, they are my best friends. Means they are my security. Whatever they will do for me, it will for good for me. Wherever they will take me, I'm always secured. So this much faith I should have. And that is only repeatedly we have to do the conversation with myself and conversation with Baba. That is why sometimes Baba says it is not the head, it is the heart for which he get pleased. So only not having that churning, but together with that, I should have a love for him. So in that conversation, there should be feelings. Just like an actor, when he plays a part in a drama, the part which has been given to him, he is not really that one in the real life. But because he is an actor and he is participating in the drama, he has to play that part. And because he has to play the part, that time he makes himself like he is really that one. And because of that, he can generate those feelings. And then he can act properly. And the observers who are sitting, they can say, yes, well done, well done. And then afterwards when he goes behind the curtain, he forgets that he is that one. He remembers that, no, it was only the part I was playing. So here also what I have to do, because when I try to connect with Baba, sometimes this laukic relations comes in between. So again I have to churn like this. I have to convince my mind that the relations which I am remembering now, they are not my permanent one. They are only for the temporary time I am playing the part. Once the part is over, the shooting is over, the one whom I am seeing, my father or daughter, whatever, they are no more my father or daughter. But he is my eternal father. He is my eternal mother. I have all the relationship with him. And all the relationships that I am having with the one are the eternal one. So this is, I need to continuously churn and churn and churn. That is what Baba says, Vichar Sagar Manthan. In Hindi. So it is the ocean of thoughts. And when you keep on churning, then the butter will come out. And that butter will make you healthy. That is, when you continuously try to convince mind in this way, the mind will get directed, means he will follow you. Otherwise, it is against you. You try to make him direct towards the God Shiva Baba and he goes to another direction. And not only he goes to another direction, he takes you also to that direction. Just like Baba was telling about the Ashwa, horse, in today's Murli. So this body is like a horse. Sometimes we can say the mind is also like a horse, Ashwa. So we have to have the victory over this horse. We should take the rein in my hand. This is why we say that this Rajyoga, when we practice, we have the control over our sense organs. Not only the sense organs, because I, the soul, am a master of this body, not only the body, but also mind, intellect and sanskars. The further method Baba gives us, child, consider that father is my world. In Hindi, Baba says, Baap hi mera sansar hai. Father is my world. Just like for a small child, mother and father is everything for him. He doesn't know anything else. Only thing is that he knows this is my father and mother. And so what he learns, whatever they are doing, only that he knows. So when I should talk with myself, my father is my world, it means whatever sanskaras Baba is having, same sanskaras I should have. And a child is very expert in imitating, na? So as I am a child of him, I need to imitate him. He is the ocean of love, he is the ocean of peace, he is the ocean of bliss, he is the ocean of happiness, he is the ocean of knowledge. So all that should be in me. So when I churn like this, I convince my mind becomes my obedient child. And then I can have a clear connection with him. And once I establish a clear connection with him, I get not only fulfilled, but I get cleansed also. Because there is so much dirt, layers of body consciousness. Because right from the copper age, we came in body consciousness. And after becoming body conscious, Baba says, whatever you children did, it went into the, which account? Which account it goes? Whatever we do, being in body conscious, all those actions, the fruit of those actions, in which account they goes? Weak. So there are so many layers and layers and layers. So when we get connected, two things are happening. The discharged battery is getting charged and also the dirt is getting removed. So when we do these two tasks, then only we can glorify the Father, because then only we can become crystal clear clean diamond. Baba is talking about diamond also today. So we need to become a diamond. Which diamond? Diamond with flaw or flawless diamond? We need to become flawless diamond. So where from these flaws are coming in the diamond? Because originally when we started our journey, when we first time came from the supreme abode on this earth, we were flawless completely. Not a single trace of flaw was there. But then what happened? We can compare this thing with a lamp. Do you know about the lantern? Lantern means the lamp which burns with the help of oil. Do you know? All of you know? Okay. So how it works? It has got a tank for oil and then a regulator, so that with the help of regulator wick can be adjusted, and it has glass covering so that the air cannot stop the light, and but at the top there is opening so that there should be ventilation also. Now suppose in the beginning the tank is full of oil and the wick is brand new, and with the help of regulator I dipped the wick below in the oil, and after soaking in that oil I again adjusted the height of the wick with the help of regulator, and the glass is crystal clear clean. 100% transparency. And the top is 100% open. No obstacles there. No blockages. And now I take a matchstick and ignite the wick. What happens? What happens? Light, the brightness spreads everywhere in the surrounding. And in the beginning, because the wick is brand new and adjusted to the required height and the tank is full of oil and the glass is transparent, that brightness is to that extent that in that brightness, the presence of glass disappears. Though the glass is there, but we feel as though there is no glass, only brightness and brightness and brightness, nothing else. But as the time moves ahead and the oil is getting consumed, the brightness decreases. And the time comes that brightness decreases to that extent that now the glass is visible. It is there. Before also it was there, but not visible. It gets covered in that brightness. But afterwards, because brightness is decreasing, because the oil is getting consumed, the brightness is decreasing, and then a time comes that glass becomes visible. And then again the time moves ahead. Again the oil is getting consumed more. Now the brightness is decreasing again. But together with the decrease of the brightness, now the smoke is coming up. And then again the time is moving ahead. Again the oil is getting consumed more. Now brightness is still becoming more less. And now the smoke is increasing. And that increased smoke get deposited in the inner wall of the glass. And though still there is light, but because of that smoke, the transparency, which was 100%, it becomes 100% intransparent, the glass becomes. And because of that, we don't experience the light outside. Though still it is there, but we don't experience that brightness outside in the atmosphere, in the surrounding. And not only that, because the oil is also touching the bottom, and because the smoke is increasing continuously, so at the top, which was the opening, it is also getting blocked with that smoke. So that wick, that light is not getting proper ventilation, no supply from the down below, the supply of oil, and the light started suffocating. And that is why at the end it does like this. And then what happens? Then it spreads a different kind of flame and smell and puts off. Now what is their use? This lamp is usable. Can we use it once again? Or we should throw it away? Huh? Again, this much dark black has become no oil. What is the use? Can we use it once again? Can we have it more, the 100% brightness once again? Can we have it? Yes. How? What way? Cleaning and? Refilling the tank again. And then what else? Yeah, we need to throw away the wick. That should be new one. And this is what we have to do in the yoga also. We should not allow the mind to think with old pattern. Getting my point? Start thinking in a new way that Baba has told me. It is because you have got disorganized, discharged, these sufferings are there in the life. But once you will charge it, all these sufferings will go away automatically. No need to do efforts for that individually, separately. It is only through yoga it is going to happen. So when we have this clear picture, then I can have that concentration with that point of light, making myself point of light and have a proper contact, and this will get charged and we can experience in my life, I can experience in my life, and to the amount I have charged, for that amount I can see the result. And once I start seeing the result, I will have a more pull to do the yoga again and again, so that I will get more and more charged and I can enjoy this life like the Lakshmi and Narayan are enjoying the life there in the golden age. Because Baba says it is not that when you go there that time you have to become loveful. No, all those sanskaras should be reflected in the present life. Then only you are going to enjoy all those in the golden age. So this is the method, talking with yourself, making your knowledge clear, and then experimenting and fulfilling yourself, keeping your hand in Baba's hand. This is the way to get victory. This is the way to be a carefree emperor. Om Shanti.
Chalo.